Good morning. Thank you for tuning in.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is your show host, Randy Fine. And today is that day you all look forward to every month, the day when you can talk with spiritual medium Laura Lee, and she can connect you with your loved ones and give you information that the spirit world is sharing with her. So let's get started. Laura, are you there? Good morning. Oh, I gotta hook you up. Wait a minute. Okay, Laura.
Can you hear me?
I can. I'm a little discombobulated this morning, but I'm getting it together. Hi. Hi. It's great to have you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
So, yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, good, good. What a morning. I thought we were.
I know. I'm a little bit warm right now from rushing, but I got it. We're on. We're going to have a great show. that's live radio. So what's April's message, or what are we going to talk about today?
Let's talk about rebirth, you know, signs of spiritual transformation. I think we're still going through it.
Always. Always.
Yeah. Right. Well, I've spoke about this subject before, but I think it's still relevant today. You know, there's this unprecedented change that's sweeping across Earth, and I think it's just shifting the way we all think and communicate like we are today, and the way we live life. And there's a sense of that the old way is dying. And I think, you know, some of us might have felt this seismic shift personally, but, you know, you can kind of see it happening on our homes and on a national and global level too. And that's because we're all psychically connected, like a collective conscious of being just all one. You know, and sometimes we forget that because we look like we're different on the outside. We look, you know, separated. But on a collective conscious, we are all one. But anyway, this death and dying notion, it's scary, you know, when things are changing so rapidly and, you know, we're just grasping on, not knowing how to change, go with the change. And it's because we fear the unknown. And I just thought spring is a good reminder of the progression of life, death, and, you know, starting over to rebirth. And we go through these personal evolutions throughout our own lives, from child to teen to adult to elder, and then there's little many levels in between that, and I feel like I'm personally going through one, and so change is always constant, and so today we're going to talk about some of the signs where, you know, you can identify if you're kind of going through a spiritual transition, so you can kind of relax and not freak out that some of these changes are happening, because you're going to process. So
okay, good. I'm all ears. I want to hear that, because I was just going to say, well, you know, what are some of the examples? But I'm sure we'll get to that, examples
yeah.
of when we're feeling these kind of shifts that we don't fully understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you ready to start with a caller?
Yeah, why not? Let's begin so we can move through.
Okay, great.
You know, the subject, and also talk to some guests.
Okay,
hello.
Great. This is area code 770. Good morning. What is your name?
Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. Good morning.
Hi, Sandy.
What's your question for Laura?
Well, I'm just wondering, on the other side type thing, if they can tell me what's going on. My dad has not passed, but
mm-hmm.
I just don't know what's going on with that, you know, what I can expect.
Okay. Sandy, I do get a sense of a mother figure. As soon as you know, I heard your name, I got a mother figure standing real close by to you on
okay.
the other side, if that makes sense. And
yes.
She is, you say he hasn't passed, but I feel like he's very feeble and needs a lot of help at this point in time. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, and, the download I got, okay, immediately as you started talking, is that either it's a brother or a son of some sort that I feel there's unresolved matters that haven't been openly shared and might be some of his resistance of holding back at the moment in time before he crosses. Does this make sense to you?
Oh, about my brother?
Yeah, maybe it's your brother or, you know, son. Yeah, his son. And is there some unresolved matters that need to, you know, be cleared? I feel like there might be, you know, his holding back, your father holding back as a, to clear things. And I feel like sometimes our souls need that before we can move on. Do you understand?
Yes, because my brother has tried to take money. I've had to get guardian conservatorship and all that other stuff, and
mm-hmm.
my brother does not help, and my brother's made it where I'm not supposed to get any money for anything I'm doing other than just basic expenses, you know, not my time or anything else, and...
Fine.
My brother he tries to take anything and everything he can, and I've kept him from doing that.
No, all right, so we nailed it. All right, so I think this is an area that needs to be cleared, you know, and I feel like it's weighing on your father as well, you know, whether or not he's conscious or cognizant of all of it, you know, happening. But I feel like this is something that needs to be cleared. You know, I'm going to show you something real quick, Sandy, okay? Just go with me, all right? And this is,
sure.
It works like magic if you do it, okay? So close your eyes for a second and just visualize, if you can, your brother in front of you, okay? And if you can't visualize him, pretend you can, okay? And just take a deep inhale. And on the exhale, just blast him with love from your heart like a laser beam to his heart, you know, and then do this three times, okay? And then bless him with peace, love, and joy. I want you to do that all the time, anytime the anxiety rises about this issue. And I'm going to share with you, when the moment's right, you're going to be able to share and be able to discuss this at a point and a level where there won't be any friction or conflict, but you're going to speak your truth, okay? Because you need to do this to clear the air and also for the well-being of your father, because your well-being is most important as well, okay? Because you're the caretaker, okay?
Yes.
So, and I just don't think he's very clear. I don't think there's been that much open communication. So, and I feel like this tug is also with your father. It's not just you. Okay. So that's
okay.
What your mother has explained to me. So that I would get at the root of the problem. Okay. So Sandy, that's what I got for you. And please keep me posted. Okay.
Well, I do want to know this. I mean, my brother is never going to change, or is he?
No. Well, the question is you've got to change. You can't change him. Okay, but you've got to change the way you respond, and if you don't do nothing, nothing's going to change. But you have to do is change the response that you have in regards to the situation. You'll know what to do. So I'm not kidding about the exercise, okay? You will shift things, okay, energetically, because if you're holding animosity, he's going to be holding animosity. You're shifting the energy within you right now by just doing that little exercise. Okay.
Okay.
It's like energy work. It's healing work. It's energy work. Okay. I promise you, you'll see miracles, right, Randy?
Yes. I was just going to say it works, Sandy. It's really weird, but it does. So do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Randy's
yeah.
had some moments with some people too. I can promise you, it's a gift. Okay. So
it works.
Do the work, and then when the time's right, you'll know exactly what to say. Okay.
Okay.
All
right.
Thank you.
Bless you, Jane, for calling in, Sandy.
Thank you, Sandy.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, so now we have area code 954. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. Are you in Fort Lauderdale?
I am, yes.
Hi.
I had to run answer the door real quick. For a package, and I missed what you told the last caller to shift the energy. Is it possible to tell me what you said?
Yeah. All right. So, whenever there's conflict with another person, and the communication isn't clear, and you can't change the other person, all right? So everybody's got to get that straight. You can't change the other person, but you can change yourself, okay? But if you're holding, because we're psychically connected and we're a collective consciousness, if you're giving out the vibe that you're angry, frustrated, pissed, you know, you're going to get that back because that's what you're giving out. So what I was recommending to Sandy is to shift her energy and to visualize that person standing in front of you, okay, Mary? And then visualize, if you can't visualize, pretend, and then see, like, the sunlight. I always see, like, the sun coming down over the top of us. And then I take a deep inhale of the light, like I'm drinking it, and then I exhale, sending it out to the other person energetically. If I do this three times, anytime I'm feeling the anxiety, I'm shifting the energy within me, okay? And I'm choosing that more compassionate love place, okay? And I do this anytime the anxiety comes upon me, okay? And when the moment's right, it'll happen automatically. You'll see things will start to flow. Things will start to open up between you and the other person. You don't even have to convince the other person. You don't have to fight with them. It'll just happen spontaneously on its own. Things will start to flow. Conversations will flow. Love is, you know, shared between, you know, at the heart, meaning if you communicate, you can hear each other from the heart because that's the place you've been coming from since you shifted the energy within your own heart, okay? So, and
thank you for repeating that. And I wrote it down so that I can work on that.
Well, honey, you've got the podcast, too, to always go back to and re-listen to this as well. So, and it's so important because, I mean, just life is too short to spend time sitting there in that state of disgruntled anger. You know, it's a lower vibe and it doesn't serve us. You know, I was in that state yesterday with, I'll just give you an example. I found myself, because we're all human, I found myself in that state for whatever reason, and I got into a fender bender.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so yeah. Do you see what I'm saying? So the vibe you carry really affects your day-to-day experiences.
I understand.
So, okay.
Yes.
So, all right.
Thanks.
Do you have a quick question?
Yeah, I'm trying to get some issues resolved around the matter of my health, and I've been going in circles and just not really getting any clarity to resolve the issue. The problem isn't getting better, it's getting worse, so it's requiring more and more diligence attention. So I'm wondering if you can shed any light on that as to which direction to go, if I'm going in the wrong direction, or if you see this getting resolved. Anything would be appreciated to help me get answers that are long overdue.
Okay. You know, this subject matter today we're talking about totally fits in line with your question, which I want you to pay attention to the rest of the show, okay? But what I would recommend you do is see, a follow-up with maybe a second or third, physician, okay? Because I'm not a physician.
I've been doing that. I've been following up with.
And I would take some of their advice. I'm understanding you have, there's some pain issues, and I also feel like it's taking you down energetically, like I feel fatigued a lot, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So I think it's there's some energetic things that are happening, but I would follow through with some of the recommendations the doctors have given you that you haven't done. Okay, that's my sense with some of the things, and you might want to think back to some of the things they recommended and continue those passages or those recommendations until you see a shift, okay? But I'm going to talk today, and one of the things we're going to talk about, the first signs of spiritual transformation is you feel like you're dying, and you may experience headaches, body aches, and chest pains that give you the sense you might be dying.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, that's serious.
So thank you, Mary, thank you for calling in, but I want you to really pay attention to what those doctors said, okay? And then let's talk about the first step of the spiritual transformation, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Quickly, if you could tell me if a new doctor that I'm going to be directed to will be the one who will eventually resolve the issue. If there's someone new yet on my page,
I think it's more up to you than the doctor. That's what I get. It's more up to you than the doctor. Okay, so, and that's where I think it starts. I think some of the previous doctors had made some recommendations that you aren't really, seriously following through with. So,
only
the third doctor
might be another specialist.
And I'll say, now let me confirm this, Mary. The third doctor is going to say something very similar to what a previous doctor said, and I want you to heed attention to that moment when they're going to say something that the previous doctor said, then I want you to pay attention to what they just said, okay? All right?
Okay, I'll listen.
Okay, thank you for calling in, Mary.
Right.
I appreciate
thank you
it.
Very much. Many blessings.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, so
let's elaborate.
We were talking about spiritual transformation. You feel like you're dying is one of the first signs, okay? And naturally, like Mary, I always recommend checking with a physician first, but what happens after they give you a clean bill of health, okay? So you got to check out what's going on under the hood, All right. And to get clear, my recommendation is to stay away from that news. Stay away from the toxic news. Okay. I had a client, Anne, who had irregular heart fibrillations, and she thought she was having a heart attack, and she was sent to the hospital to be monitored, and doctors ran all these tests, eventually finding nothing wrong. Okay. Has anybody been in that position before?
A million times.
Upon analysis, right. Upon analysis of the situation, my client's business, her husband retired, and for the first time in the 30 years they've been married, they found themselves as the empty nesters. Okay. So she was panicked at the thought of her future, okay, and not knowing where it was going to go. So my client was grieving the transition from one old way of life to a new way of living. So she was rebirthing, okay? Naturally, she found her groove. They were living their fulfilled journey, her and her husband traveling to some of the places they'd never seen before. They got themselves an RV and just traveled the heck out of the nation, okay? So my physician, who's a Western physician, but she practices holistically, she once told me, because I've been in this place before, she says, the body's more dense than spirit. I couldn't believe when she said this to me. It takes the body a long while to heal and catch up to the changes in our physical world. I always remembered her saying that, you know?
Wow.
So I want, you know, it just means there's something else going on underneath the hood. And I know some people go out there and keep, you know, following up with all these doctors because they want to make sure they're sick. But at your true nature, you are 100% healthy. Our truest nature, we're 100% healthy. So believe it and own it and do something about it to make yourself feel good, okay? And, you know, so I want to go on to the second point real quick before we take one more caller. Your body takes on changes, okay, is a second point that you're actually going through the transition. So your body may change and may occur like sleep patterns, weight loss and gain, your nutritional needs. You might discover that sudden changes align with your chemistry caused by a change in life. Maybe a physical accident puts you, you know, in a different path to try new exercises or new allergies or shifting the foods in your diet. So about 5 years ago, I started getting these severe headaches and I blow up like the Elephant Man and going into the emergency room with these high-powered drugs to ease the pain. And I discovered through these journeys that I had allergies to wine and cheese. And the funny thing is my intuition had always been telling me to drop those things out of my diet, but I ignored it. So I cut these foods out of my diet, not without a fight. I mean, I was just tired of getting sick and tired all the time. And once I let go, I started to feel better. I didn't have any more bloats. I could hear with more clarity. So my recommendation is always go with the flow. Accept these shifts as part of your spiritual evolution. There's always a reason.
Okay. I needed to hear that today. I absolutely did.
Yeah, I needed that reminder myself.
Yeah, I needed to hear that. And, you know, and I think when you're, for me, because I'm so energetically sensitive, it's always hard for me to tell what's going on. If it's truly a physical issue, if it's an energy issue, if it's a shift issue, I can never tell. Because there's always something. I fluctuate so dramatically on a regular basis. So that's a good reminder.
To your point, Randy, to your point when you say I never know which level, it is all levels. Because, again, our spirit, mind, and body aren't separate. They're all together, one. So if it is happening on a physical level, it is happening on a mental level or a spiritual level.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So
absolutely.
So physical ailments can translate into spiritual evolutions, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I like I said, that's a message for me today. I needed that. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Spirit. All right. You ready to take another caller?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, we have area code 703. Good morning. And what is your name?
Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hi. Okay, so I know that I'm shifting, and I guess I need to know what message or what word or what is that I need to know about my shift. shifting.
Well, Emma, the first thing I get, the first thing I get is an angel near you, okay? And I don't know if you yourself are in tune with them, okay?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, that's who comes first to me with you in connection with that. But I feel like you're, when you said I'm going through a shift, I feel like your first part of the evolution is to heal yourself before you go out and, right? And then
that's where I'm at.
Yeah, and this healing path is going to be fantastic because you'll learn methods that work for you, and then you'll be so excited about it that you'll want to share it with others.
Okay.
Okay. And so if you feel called to go into, even if it's traditional therapies or, alternative therapies, and it might be a mix of the two, help others heal, I believe that's the path you're on. That's my sense of direction from this angel. Does that make sense, Emma?
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect sense.
Oh, good. Good. Now,
I'm also.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Is there somebody else in the family from your past or around you that, is in the healing profession or health care profession as well?
Not that I recall, no.
Okay, so have you been drawn to the healthcare profession yourself?
Well, I've been always doing, alternative medicine and a combination of, Western medicine, but I've always had, acupuncture, chiropractor, reflexology. So I've always been doing, cool. I do that. I go to those practitioners, yes.
Right. Have you ever thought about going that direction yourself in some form?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I know you're laughing about it, but I see you evolving to that direction sooner or later yourself. So
well, it's funny you said that because I feel like even though I have my job and I have like less than 5 years before I transition to another journey, I'm just not evolving at my current work energy. I mean, work environment now. So it's kind of interesting that because I'm taking care of me now. Before I've always been like a corporate or let me do this. I've spent more of my time doing work than probably self-healing myself.
Yeah, I know that one. I don't know if you've ever read my bio or anything. I started in corporate. I thought it was going to die. but it was communications. I was doing communications, so I'm still doing communications. Just in another form that makes me, it feels right with my soul,
Right,
so
I understand.
You got to listen to your soul, your spirit, and where it's guiding you. So,
okay.
But you know what? You're going to come through the transition, and, it's going to be a physical transition, and just pay attention to all these things you're doing. I feel like, a class or a workshop in itself is going to open those doors for you,
Okay.
So
okay.
Keep me posted, Emma. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Emma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now we have area code 484. Good morning. Are you there? Oh. Sorry. Area code 484, are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
what is your name?
My name is Tonette.
Tonette. Hi, Tonette.
Hi, Tonette. Hi. I'm so glad I was able to get on because I really do have a burning question that I really need some guidance and comfort in. I had a very bad falling out with another female. Her name is Desiree. She is a romantic interest. The falling out was 2 weeks ago on Thursday. So it's been 2 weeks. She has had no contact. She blocked me on the phone, blocked me on social media, and I'm just curious when you see her coming to, you know, get things back on track or reconcile this whole situation.
Well, Tonette, when we get off today and the show's over, I want you to replay the first two people I talked to, Sandy and Mary, okay?
Right.
Because I talked
yes,
about
I heard them.
Oh, you did? Okay, good, about shifting energy.
Yes.
I would do that in your situation with Desiree, first of all, okay?
Okay,
and then,
yes.
And then wait for the time because she doesn't want to hear right now. She's not open, obviously, not ready. And, in fact, I'm sorry to say, I almost feel like she might move on before she's open to, you know, receive you again. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I don't know if you've, you know, she had was there discussion ever about somebody else being involved, like an old mate on either side of you, somebody's jealousy about an old mate or an old lover that, you know, is dancing around? Do you understand what I'm saying?
She's living with an ex-boyfriend, but it's not a good situation. She had to move there because she had a falling out with her landlord, so she had nowhere to go. So she moved in with the ex, and she's sharing a room. But he's very abusive. Okay, there's been abuse in the past, and she was making plans on moving in with me. Another reader.
That doesn't help the situation, right? So. I would do the energy exercise, and so that just confirms everything, what I'm talking about, okay?
Right.
So, obviously, the sad situation with abused women is that they will shut everybody out and shut down in order to protect themselves. At least they think they're protecting themselves. Because they're being threatened by their partners. So, and it's embarrassing. So I think that might be some of the situation here, but I do feel and have a sense that this is why she shut down is because of this other party, okay? And all I'm going to recommend is you do the energy work, and when the time's right, okay, you're going to reconnect. And I don't know if you can talk her out of it, honey. Okay, she's got to make it happen for herself, but, you know, just keep putting her in that light for you, you know, for her sake too, okay?
Yeah.
So that she has the strength and the courage to do what she needs to do, what's right for her. All right, Tonette?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Keep us posted,
Thank you.
Tonette. I send you guys both blessings, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you,
you
for calling
care.
In. Appreciate it. Okay, you too. So, okay, so in the last couple of minutes, let's finish up on this topic that you're talking about that is so relevant to all of us.
I don't think we're going to get through it all, but I will just say real quickly a couple other points that you're going through the transition, you know, a spiritual transformation is that you become hypersensitive. Your senses become hypersensitive, just like you were talking about earlier, Randy. So you start to pay attention to daydreams and dreams and feeling thoughts. You hear things that, you know, supersonic, you know, or maybe hear things other people don't hear. You've got this inner knowing. You recognize coincidences and connections to other people, things and circumstances. You might hear others tell you you're too sensitive, get a grip, or develop a thick skin. Don't listen to them. Your intuition skill set needs to be nourished and to navigate the changes you're going through and to thrive in your new world. Not survive, but thrive, okay? So the next point, you can't tolerate superficial people or surroundings. You can't tolerate.
That's 100% of the time.
Right. That may include friends, family, you know, that you've just kind of outgrown. You avoid drama and conflict like the plague. It all makes you sick and heavy and depressed to be in the company of others. So if any of you are in, you know, going through those unexplained illnesses, pay attention to the company you hold. Okay? And you can't relate to these people anymore. So it might mean just withdrawing and setting up boundaries for yourself. Set up new boundaries, okay? Like, you know, I can only deal with this person for X amount of minutes or hours, okay? All right, and then the final point is you develop a compassion for suffering, of others' suffering. And, you know, it hurts for you to watch others self-destruct in the world and you can't do anything about it. But the first step of this transition is that you start to heal yourself first. Because if you heal yourself first, gosh, you're doing the world of good in trying to become a better human being. And maybe it just means, you know, switching careers, doing the things that's right for your soul so you can make sure you're a happy being and you're a happy being around those people around you and the way you treat others so that, you know, we can go out and start spreading, you know, positivity instead of to overcome the darkness that's happening out there. So those are some of the things about the spiritual transformation. I hope all of you got it. I mean, there's much more, but that's as far we can probably carry it for the rest of the thing. But if you would like more information or if you'd like to reach out to me, I'm available at mediumlauralee.com. So.
Oh, that's great. So, yeah, so much of what you said today resonated with me. But, you know, that thing about not being able to be around negative people or people who suck the energy out of you, that's like 100% of all the time, every day for years. So, yeah, I've already reached that, and I'm stuck there.
The funny thing is I've got this neighbor, and God bless her. She just likes to complain about everything. The moment I see her coming, I will turn around. I'll just wave and turn around and go the other way as if I'm it's so bad, but I don't have the time anymore, the energy, you know. Unless I feel fulfilled myself and are strong, you know, I'm stronger and I can admit to myself what I am in that moment, you know.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So we're out of time, but let's see. What's the date of the next show? I'm just going for my calendar here. So it will be May. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next show will be May 30th.
Okay, very good. I look forward to it, as always.
Yeah, me too, me too.
It was a pleasure
visiting
with each and all your guests today.
Okay, thanks. It was wonderful having you. We'll talk soon.
Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. So we are out of time for today, but if you have any comments or questions about today's show, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine. And may joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Or visit her on Facebook at Randy G. Fine.